There's a record number of pet food recalls in 2013, and some of them from very small companies, some of them from some of the largest companies in the world, and the vast majority of them are due to salmonella. And so some people really have decided, you know what, forget this. I'm not going to be feeding these commercial diets anymore. I'm going to try and cook for my pets. And it sounds wonderful. You know, I mean, I cook a lot for my kids. Sounds great. It's really complicated when it comes to cooking for your pets. There's a lot that goes into those commercial diets as far as vitamins, minerals, you know, basic nutrients and things. And so when you discontinue the use of one of the commercial diets, you have to make up for that in your food as well. So this is really something that's best done with the help of a veterinarian or even a veterinary nutritionist. You need to have the proper amount of vitamins and minerals. And, you know, the pets have a very different nutritional requirement than we do. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, if we all sat down every single day and ate a plate of brown rice, chicken, and green peas, you know, that sounds lovely, right? But you eat it for every single solitary meal and you're on no vitamins or anything along those lines, you're going to come up with some nutritional deficiencies, and so will our pets. So you really have to be super careful with this.
Why can't we just make extra when we cook for the family and give that to the pets?
Well, again, I mean, that sounds wonderful. And for a long time, pets actually, you know, they lived off of that. But if you think about the increase in lifespan in the last 30 or 40 years of our pets, it's simply because, you know, number one, we know a lot more and we're doing more preventive medicine, but also we've been giving them a lot better nutrition than they were getting in the past. And a lot of the foods that we eat, we aren't necessarily the healthiest of people, you know. I mean, some of the things that we put in our food can be detrimental to our pet's health. You know, a lot of high-fat foods, fried foods, and even just things like garlic, onion in the right amount can cause problems with pets. So we have to be super careful.
If you're considering this, how is it done? How difficult is it?
Well, you have to, if you decide that you're going to do this, this is a major time commitment and you need to be prepared for that. It's also probably going to end up being much more expensive than if you were using a commercial diet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because you're going to have to buy fresh foods all the time and you're going to have to put a lot of time into doing this. The foods are going to stay fresh for 3, maybe 5 days if you keep it in the fridge, or if you put it in the freezer, it's about 2 or 3 weeks that you can keep these foods. So you're going to have to do this on a very regular basis. You're really going to need to, as I've said earlier, work with a nutritionist on this so you've got the proper amount of vitamins and minerals in there for your pets. It's very dependent on your pet's life stage, lifestyle as well. So if you're going to do this, I would recommend, you know, make an appointment with your vet, sit down and talk about it, and really assess whether you've got the time, patience, and commitment to do this, because it's not going to be a simple thing. If you really are concerned about the commercial foods, again, have a conversation with your veterinarian, talk to them about the ones that they've had good experience with, and there are some fresh foods on the market. I mean, there is a refrigerated section now in pet stores, so you can look at some of the fresh refrigerated foods. Like I feed one of those to my dogs named Fresh Pet, and you can use those and not have to do this big cooking experiment every 2 or 3 days.
Well, if we are going to cook, though, what are some of the things we do need to put in to make sure it's good for the pets?
Well, you're going to need a protein source, you're going to need a carb source, and you're going to need a source of fat in there. So, you know, there's a lot of really good recipes out there. The University of California Davis has a great nutrition website. They've got a lot of recipes and things on there. And they also actually have a vitamin supplement that they sell through their website as well that you can look at. And you can actually have a nutritional consult through the UC Davis website, as well as I believe University of Tennessee's Vet School has that as well. And they've got great recipes, they've got great advice, and they've got a great way for you to make that a complete and balanced diet for your pets.
Are you buying special meats for your dog, or are you simply, as Bruce alluded to earlier, you're extending some of what you're already buying for your family?
Yeah, you're probably going to extend what you're already buying for your family. I mean, you know, a typical example would be, ground beef, 85% lean, 15% fat. Cook that, drain off all of the fat. You can add blueberries, you can add brown rice, you can add pine nuts. Some people are scared of nuts because some nuts are problematic for dogs, but pine nuts are okay. And you can even throw in some spinach. And so then you've got your basic diet there, but at that point is when you'll have to add in that vitamin and mineral mixture and, you know, maybe even some fish oil or something along those lines to completely balance that for your pets.
If you cook something great for the dog, can you share it with the family?
Absolutely. Exactly. I mean, if you're using fresh, healthy foods, why not? You can certainly eat dog food, put dog food on the plate for the kids.
Kids will have a nice lustrous coat.
Yes, absolutely.
But are our taste buds, what we would find tasty, mm-hmm. is that going to be tasty for our pets?
Well, I mean, dogs don't really have the most refined palate. I mean, they eat lots of things that we find quite gross. So, I mean, they're more than likely going to love pretty much anything that you cook for them. And they think it's people food, so they think it's a treat.